hear chick chick or something like that, but yeah, a little problem. But I just don't really remember much calling chicken down here. Chickens never, as I recall, wandered free as much as they did maybe have done upstate somewhere, and they were usually confined, I think.
Say, any calls to sheep?
Well, I've heard people kind of bay like a sheep, but really not too much of that.
Say, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say you need to
hitch them up.
Anything else that might cover putting on the saddle and the bit and bridle and all that? You say you
saddle up or bridle up. As opposed to hitching them to a wagon.
Is there anything else you might say, beginning with an H, that means same thing as hitch them up, or
hook them up?
Hook them up, or there's a piece.
Harness up.
Harness up, yeah.
But I really don't think that I've heard the word harnessing up the horse is used near as much as, say, just simply hitching them up.
Well, say when you're plowing with animals, what do you call those things that you use to guide them with it?
Oh. Gosh, I forgot. Plow lines, if they're plowing.
What about if you're riding a horse?
Or reins, if you're riding or... Generally, a plow line was a piece of rope that I've seen them use, although in some areas they use leather reins.
And what about the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Have you ever heard any particular names for, say, if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, the horse on the right called anything?
Well, I've heard some of them referred to as a lead horse, and the one that the team is a dominant animal, and the other follows that animal.
What about this expression? Say if somebody's asking you, oh, the distance for a place he's traveling, you might say something like, well, it's not far, it's just a
short piece down the road, far piece.
Or say if you're traveling and you haven't yet finished where you're going, you might say you still have to go before dark.
Well, I got a piece to go before dark, or a little short piece or something.
Or if I'm trying to find something that's very common, somebody might say, well, I have to look anywhere special for that. You can find that just about
anywhere, everywhere, I guess.
And if somebody slipped and fell in your yard and he fell that way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And that way he fell.
Fell forward.
Or say you had gone fishing, just had terrible luck, didn't catch the same fish. Somebody asked you afterwards, how'd you do? What would you probably say?
Terrible. Horrible. Probably a... If you didn't catch anything, they might say they got skunked.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody around here say anything like, I ain't catching any one?
Upon occasion, yeah. Not too often.
Yeah. Or say you folks.
Someone said not air one.
Not air one. Or say you folks. I was out stumbling around your yard and stepped on your rake and broke it. You might say something like, okay, I didn't like it.
No way. No ways.
Or if you run across a little